Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The real American we need just dealing again last night. One of the, for my money, and I've been watching baseball for a number of years, keeping score on some of these games, as it turns out, in the geekiest, nerdiest way possible.
How is it geeky? Geekier than regular game scoring? Like, are you doing it a special ultra nerd way?
There's even like circles for secret plays that I like, secret underlining plays. Putting little notes next to
the rest of outs. Us just either open the notes app on our phone and say go back to play with two
Donnie knows what I'm talking inning. About you do stuff like that in the minor leagues, do you not?
Well, I was gonna say that has to be some kind of your minor league experience talking there.
I put a F next to the Terang strikeout.
F for
filthy. That's one of the filthiest strikeouts I've ever seen in my entire life.
Has Pitching
baseball.
Ninja gotten out the swords yet for it?
John Boy? Has he broken it down with what that guy who, the big chubby bald guy who stood up and made fun of Terang as he came back to the dugout in the Pirates
Did
hoodie?
John Boy put that guy on? That guy was all over it right from the start.
That dude who was mocking the Brewers hitters?
Yeah.
I like that guy. Maybe he'll call in today.
He had good energy.
928-9370.
He had good energy. He also didn't get a manager tossed, which was the real fan achievement of, yesterday?
With Aaron Boone.
Yes.
That's pretty funny.
Unbelievable. Jared Jones is, you know, can I start today?
By all means, Melzer.
You mind?
No, I never mind.
Jared Jones, usually when there's a Pirates player, at least, and I wonder how many, like, lifelong Pirates fans, and Pony, I don't do this, I mean it, to try to, like, cut you out of this part, but you cheered for a different team until you got here, you have ingratiated yourself to Pirates fans now, you are more of a Pirates fan, I think, than a Mets fan, you've said. But in my lifetime watching this team, whenever, especially in the case of a pitcher, whenever a really good pitcher, at least in terms of hype, has come up, when I watch the guy throw, my main worry has always been, is he going to be as good stuff-wise, talent-wise, performance-wise, as they think he's going to be? With Gerrit Cole, it was like, why is his fastball weirdly hittable for how hard he throws it? I know he was very good by and large, but just bear with me here. With a guy like Mitch Keller, I'm just talking about guys who came up through their system. It was, why is this guy who they thought was really good getting hit hard? Even more recently right now, with Quinn Priester, it's why does his stuff play in AAA, and then he comes up to the big club and it's Gopher Ball City. My biggest Jared Jones has been so good that my biggest worry and my only worry about him right now is, will he stay healthy? Because it appears that they have done what I pine for as a fan so often. What I look at other teams, I'm like, why don't they have a guy like that? Or, you know, point to whoever. Pitcher, position player. Why don't they have somebody who excites the fan base and captures the imagination like that guy does? Jones does. I mean, he embarrasses big league hitters on a regular basis. I mean, he strikes a guy out and literally sits him down in the dirt, and the guy can only laugh, because what else are you supposed to do when somebody fools you that badly with a pitch and makes you look that bad? So he has been so good that my biggest worry is, can he stay healthy? Usually it's, is this guy actually as good as they want me to believe he is? If anything, they undersold what Jared Jones was capable of.
But that's because he wasn't really that good last year. He's come out of nowhere. He had an ERA in the high fours at AAA. He didn't dominate. He didn't blow away guys down there. He burst on the scene at spring training. No one could touch him in spring training. You always wonder how much of that is real or fake because not everyone has the same goal or same ambition in spring training. Mm-hmm. It's not all about getting out. So guys are working on other things. And so I had no real faith that this was going to translate into the season the way that it has. All I've been trying to do since that game last night is try to put into context and try to compare what we've seen from him so far this season. And to be honest with you, there aren't a lot of guys in Pirates history, even Gerrit Cole but Gerrit Cole had ballyhoo. He was the number one pick.
1-1.
His first start against the Giants that June in 2013, there was a packed house for it.
I was there for that. I mean, he got a base hit.
Right. I mean, the Jared Jones phenomenon has not created that kind of stir yet. I don't think there were 20,000 people at the game last night or anything close to that. But what he's doing, the numbers back it up. His strikeouts, it's not just that he's striking guys out. He's not walking guys. He's not giving up a lot of runs. His strikeout total is second to Tyler Glasnow, of all people. He's got a top 10 ERA, a top 5 whip, second highest strikeout rate in Major League Baseball. He throws harder than anybody, even though he's not the biggest guy. It's just insane that he's come out of left field here. And, dude, if Paul Skenes was doing this
for his
first 5 starts,
we'd be majorly hyped.
We would say, like, he's as good as advertised.
Right.
This guy was not advertised until very, very late. And it looks like they have the potential. I mean, how can you not? I know it's the Pirates. But how can you not get excited for the 1-2 punch of Skenes and this guy?
Well, they have the potential for what every team wants. Every team wants power hitting, but every team wants power pitching to combat it. They have the potential to throw, and I'm not going to, before anyone says, oh, you're saying this, great job keeping it in perspective. You remember what it was like for the Diamondbacks, what they must have felt like as fans when they had Johnson and Schilling. Hey, these guys are just going to carry you through a series. I'm saying, like, that kind of potential in these two arms is what I think people feel like they have a chance to have now. You know what else you said? Nobody paid attention to this guy. That's one other thing I wanted to get to, so I'm glad you brought it up. It always feels like, and maybe this is a symptom of watching other teams' highlights only, Pony, and not really seeing the whole picture with them. It always feels like when I'm watching other baseball teams or I'm watching MLB Network and they're running through the highlights, they're talking about some random guy who wasn't in the top 15 or 20 prospects in Major League Baseball who's burst onto the scene for the whoever you want it to be, right? The Brewers, the Braves, whatever,
Cardinals.
The Orioles, Cardinals. Cardinals built these guys in factories.
Dodgers.
For years. Red Sox would have it happen. Yankees would have it happen. Dodgers. You get even more mad and say, what else do they need, right? And it was an unexpectedly very good player, somebody for whom it just clicked at the Major League level. I'm glad the Pirates appear to be getting one of those right now, too. I'm glad they let him pitch when he was actually in some trouble last night and he showed like the moxie and the ability to get out of it. It's fun to watch a player and not feel like the other shoe is going to drop for a young guy.
I can't remember watching another Pirates pitcher in my lifetime who's been as dominant through a handful of starts as this guy. Cole was really, really, really good in 2015. I don't think he embarrassed major league hitters the way that this guy is. I don't think he did that his rookie year. He got the ball in game 5. He beat the Cardinals in game 2.
His off-speed stuff wasn't as good. That's why.
He didn't embarrass them.
The guy is leading the league in walks per 9 innings. He's leading the league in strikeout to walk ratio right now.
That's what I mean. The closest guy, and it's so funny because it's a completely different kind of pitcher. Mm-hmm. The last time they had somebody like this who just mystified major league hitters was Wakefield.
Doing it the complete opposite way.
Right.
I'm throwing it slow
where
and it's
no
jumping all over.
No one can hit him or touch the guy, and they had for half a season or more, roughly, someone that major league hitters were completely puzzled by, befuddled by. That's what Jones is doing.
Oh, I think Wakefield, it was you don't know which way the ball's going and neither does he. Theirs, it's just here it is. You can't hit it.
The only other guy in my lifetime who I think from a Pirates pitcher perspective, and he did not do it for long, but just made major league hitters look silly. Donnie will like this one.
I know the name.
Is Oliver Perez.
Yeah, I knew the name.
But Oliver Perez would also, if he was going to strike out eight guys in a game, he might also walk eight. So he didn't have the control part down. This guy's not walking anybody.
No, Oliver Perez was routinely walking like five guys per nine. There's only one other Pirates pitcher in like adult lifetime or like knowing what I was watching, right? Who came out of the gates, I would say, with this kind of performance in terms of the numbers.
Is it Zach Duke?
Yes, but he wasn't.
He was a soft tossing lefty.
He wasn't. Now, he had like his first game, he had nine strikeouts.
But he wasn't
then
throwing
eight.
98 and 99, but Chris.
He was.
In 100.
He was crafty. That was his whole thing. His ERA was down under one through like six starts, but he was a crafty guy. There's something way, way more fun about watching somebody say, here comes 100 at the top of the zone. You can't hit it. Oh, and by the way, here comes a 91-mile-an-hour slider that's going to look like it's right in the middle of the plate and then dive off to a corner. You're going to miss it by 3 feet. When everybody knows what's coming and they still can't really stop it until he gets a little tired and the velocity drops to like a mere 96, that's fun, man. It's fun to have that guy. It's fun to not be on the receiving end of that for once. They're in a bad spot right now. If you take their last 10 games in balance, they are bad, right? Like, we all know this. They just snapped a 6-game losing streak. They started 9-2, went 2-9. He was appointment viewing last night. I got mad that I actually got sidetracked a little bit when I got home, and not mad, but like I was playing with the kids and I'm like, all right, I'll catch the baseball game 30 minutes in progress. And then I got like that little sense in my brain, that voice in my brain telling me, you've got to be parked in front of the TV when you get home to watch this guy in real time with everyone.
Let's see if Pirates fans share our thoughts, because sometimes we get into these early season Pirates conversations and fans are so cynical that I sometimes feel like we're just talking to a wall. And I hope that that's not happening with Jared Jones, but it might be. So I'm going to open up the phone lines here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. David Bednar with the save. Jared Jones is the winner, and the Pirates bury the losing streak, and they beat the Brewers tonight 4-2.
Pirates haven't spent a day this season with a losing record, and a big reason why they're starting pitching, and the biggest story from that starting pitching staff is Jared Jones and what he's doing. 7 strikeouts in every single one of his starts, going back to 1893 when Ron was first given his columnist job. Oh. Fresh off covering Reconstruction in America. He did such a good job with that.
His predecessor was the town crier.
He was all over the Andrew Johnson impeachment story. And they allowed him to go.
Keep an eye out for this Teddy Roosevelt. He and those Rough Riders.
That big stick. 4 starting pitchers going back to 1893 have started their careers 5 starts, at least 7 strikeouts. One of them, surprisingly, is Jose De Leon with the Pirates in 83. Maybe that's a cautionary tale to pump the brakes. He went on to have a 2-19 season with the Bucks, but then was flipped in a trade for Bobby Bonilla.
Which worked out pretty well.
So didn't end bad. Go ahead, Muzzy.
I was going to say, I was trying to use Stathead to dig that up from like back to the 1800s, and it wouldn't even like process it. There was so much data. But yeah, he's been unbelievable. And I'll say this much, to put a finer point on like opening up talking about a guy creating this much excitement. My lifetime, so I didn't see Bonds as a rookie, or I might have been alive or whatever, but barely. This is the most exciting Pirates rookie, or young player, whatever you want to call it, in my lifetime. He's more exciting than Cole was right off the bat. He is even more exciting than McCutchen was, and McCutchen already had a little bit of buzz, but nobody thought he'd turn into an MVP. This is the most exciting run of play I've seen from a pitcher or hitter that this team's brought up.
Well, you've deemed it exciting, and so have I. I mean, I agree with you, but I want to know if it's generated that kind of reaction from the fan base, and if it's sinking in with the fans too, how impressive this has been and how amazing this has been, if it's on their radar yet at 412-928-9370. We have to come in here and find things to talk about and find things you'd think to get excited about. The fans have their own lives and their own stuff to prioritize. And I wonder if Jared Jones is registering for them like that. I mean, you just said a mouthful that this is like the most excited you've ever been by a young Pirates player. That's saying something.
The eye test is more gaudy than it has been at any point with any of these guys.
412-928-9370. Let's see what Dan has to say about that. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, so Jared Jones is definitely an excited baseball player to watch. When I grew up as a kid, Tim Wakefield came into the MLB scene with the Pirates, and that was, at the time, he was my favorite baseball player that there was. I had everything Tim Wakefield, every single one of his rookie cards. Jared Jones is really bringing that out right now. Again, having, you know, a big hype around him. He's definitely throwing up the numbers to back it up. I just, the thing that I'm concerned about is that what every Pirates fan will probably say is how long until we see him in a set of pinstripes? You know, whether he goes to the Mets or the Yankees. You know, how long is he going to be here in Pittsburgh?
Well, the one thing I'll say back to that, is, you know, Mitch Keller's got a $77 million extension. Brian Reynolds got a $100 million deal. Key Brian Hayes got himself a 5-year extension. So lately, they've been good about keeping their own, Chris.
Fair to say, though, that if Jones keeps up anywhere near this pace, it would cost a lot more money than it cost to keep Keller.
Yes.
You'd be the only hedge he'd be trying to do where you could get him cheaper is he's worried that his arm's going to fall off.
I'm waiting for the morning show or somebody to start a topic now. What contract would you give Jared Jones? 412-928-9370. Should you sign him to a 7-year deal tomorrow?
I mean, are you suggesting that would be, you'd look down your nose at that topic?
No, I wouldn't look down my nose on it, but I'm just saying we're...
No, I know. I know what you mean.
We're getting closer to just... You see that? The center fielder for the
Brewers.
Chirillo, like, didn't play a major league game and got a long-term deal.
Correct.
So that's happening more and more now.
I would also say this about Jones. One of the other achievements, and maybe our callers will prove me wrong here, but one of the things I feel like he has done that the Pirates, you know, they're concerned, I'm sure, with winning games. I'm sure, like, any team, though, or business, they want, like, a good public image. He has, I think, quelled some of the, where the hell is Paul Skeens? Why aren't... Now, Skeens being so dominant has still kept those flames fanned, Pony. But when you have a dude up here who's doing a reasonable impersonation of what you expected Skeens to be, it makes it a little bit easier to tolerate the fact that that guy's still in AAA.
Jim is next. Hello, Jim. Jim? Great job, Jim. Bill is
Coach
next. Hello,
Prayers.
Bill. Bill, you're on the air. I don't know
Hello,
who you're talking
Bill.
To, but now you're talking to us.
How are you?
Hi, Bill.
Hello,
who,
Bill.
Who were you talking to before us?
I'm a rural king trying to buy something, you know, so I'm kind of busy. But I was just going to say, the guy gave me the Nelly Browse type vibe when he like fell on his stomach on that one pitch right there. It just cracked me up.
Nelly Browse, you're going way back, Bill.
Well, that's,
why don't you tell our younger fans who the heck Nelly Browse was? Why don't you give them a little education here, a little lesson on things?
Well, he was a really good pitcher back in the, 71
Early
World
70s,
Series?
Yeah. Yep.
And neat thing about him is when he pitched, he kind of landed on his stomach a lot. And when that guy did that, I said, hey, there's Nelly Browse.
Now, was he a big power pitcher like Jones is right now? Did he bring the heat?
No. He wasn't that powerful.
Okay.
But he was pretty good, and he did very well during that World Series. And I was a big fan of his.
Bill, you're at Rural King. Do you have a farm?
No, hell no. I work at a golf course.
Oh, congratulations on all your success. I'll put you in touch with Mulsey.
I have no idea why that's so funny, but he could be buying Rural King type of equipment, though.
I went to the Washington County Agricultural Fair
with
on
your people.
Saturday.
A lot of people wearing you-know-what kickers out there.
Fantastic stuff. Learned how to shear
a sheep.
Sheep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? What
Among
else?
Other things.
What else did you learn at the Ag Fair? You're going to be a Rural King, man, if you keep this up.
It was enlightening.
Amanda will love her Rural King.
Is that the place that they just sell like gigantic bags of popcorn? Or am I thinking of somewhere else?
I've never actually been to Rural King.
So you're the only person, I mean, I know they sell candy there. I'm looking at it. You're the first and only person I've ever heard say, you know, Rural King, don't they just sell popcorn by the pallet there?
I thought you were going to say they just sell like feed. Manure.
Well, I'm sure they got plenty of that.
It is popcorn in that sense. I've seen Donnie go after it. It is kind of like feed for him.
Zach is on the fan. Hello, Zach.
Hey, boys. How are we doing?
Hey,
hello,
brother.
Zach.
I'm very excited about Jones. I think you guys already talked about the strikeouts, but I also think just the swings and misses. He already has the most when they started tracking it, I think, in 2008. I saw on Twitter last night in the first five starts. The whiffs, yeah. So I think, you know, Tanaka has the most in the first six starts, and he already has more than that already. So, I'll say this again.
Tanaka came in as an established pitcher. He had dominated Japan. He was older. So what we're seeing with Jones, in my opinion, is way more impressive than that.
I would agree with that.
I think you have to be excited about the talent that he's facing, too. He faced the Marlins in his first game. They're not anyone to, you know, sniff the playoffs, really. But he's faced the Brewers. He faced the Phillies.
The Orioles.
Yes, the Orioles. So he's doing it against great talent, too.
All right. Thank you, Zach. So it's resonating with some fans. Jared Jones' hot start, 412-928-9370. Let's hear more.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
0-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Jared Jones looks like he's on another planet. This guy is unreal.
Joe Block's description of this incredible story, Jared Jones becoming the most dominant pitcher in the National League, right up there with another former Pirate who never figured it out here, Tyler Glass now, as we wait for Paul Skenes and the promise of that potential 1-2 punch for years to come, which is giddy.
You have two stoppers. If you have two potential guys who look like they could be stoppers in your rotation,
just get into the playoffs, and then you're, I think, set.
Well, hold on, you're getting ahead of yourself, but not really. Those two guys, if you have them, they're the kind of pitchers that stop losing streaks from ever, like, metastasizing into something that actually sinks a season. You have two guys like that in your starting rotation. What do you expect to lose the most in a row ever?
Really? Three.
At most. Because you expect every time each one of them would go out, and we're projecting a little bit with Skenes, obviously, that you're going to probably get one or two runs given up at most.
I want to get everybody's attention that the Fan is going to host a huge event. The Fan 5-Alarm Marathon, it benefits an amazing cause, the local volunteer fire departments of Western Pennsylvania. It's going to be a 26-hour marathon broadcast. We're raising funds to help volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us here in Pittsburgh. 93.7 The Fan for details on the event. You can register your local VFD. The Fan 5-Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and Hamilton Beer Outlet. Credit to Adam Crowley, who's really
Hampton. Yes.
Crowley's really taken the reins on this one.
Yeah.
He was encouraging listeners to call in and text in today with some ideas on how to make this event even better and come up with imaginative ways to raise money for it and create awareness and attention. One thing that I kept thinking about when hearing Crowley talk about it today is how he bears a striking resemblance to the guy who was going to pitch against the Pirates tonight. If you pull up Wade Miley's picture on Google, he looks like that old age app where you could age somebody like 10 or 15 years.
Oh, my God,
he just looks like an old Adam Crowley. Like, he is what Adam Crowley will look like in his early 40s.
Well, it's like he moved to the Yukon Territory based on baseball reference.
Okay, so that's last year's picture.
God, he looks like he hasn't slept in about 20 years.
If you just Google image search Wade Miley, It has this 2024 picture up.
Yes.
And it's it's uncanny. Do you see it too?
Yes, I do. It's wild, I saw it immediately. Bro.
This is I think better than the Kenny Loggins Andrew Filippone look-alike.
It looks like it's his older brother.
Why is his picture look so depressed? On Google, the very first one, if you see, there's the big one pony with the yellow background, and then there's the two smaller ones. The top one of the smaller ones, he looks like he just got told.
Is this the picture you're looking at? That looks just like Crowley.
Yes, but it looks like his dog got run over.
I'm
going
to put it up to our camera on the fan, 937thefan.com.
Man, he looks horrible.
It looks like an old Crowley.
He looks terrible. By the way, for that the marathon, I've been told that the powers that be here, since it's a broadcast marathon, they want to put me back where I belong in many people's minds. They want me to pull a few overnight hours for that.
You should.
Well, they might drag you with me, brother.
No one's brought that to my attention. Don't they know that I have a 9-month-old at home?
Oh, you think
I would do that.
Well, you and I did some of our most memorable work together in an unofficial capacity.
I'd absolutely do one of those shifts.
Like 1 to 3 a.m., you and I just having an esoteric debate about Mike Trout and Miguel Cabrera?
Donnie's got to get in the mix for this 26-hour. We need all the help we can get for this broadcast.
Crowley text right now, Wade Miley is a hunk.
I already sent a tweet out.
Pair Donnie with Joe Starkey for a couple hours.
What's the biggest volcanic pairing you could get out of fan hosts from that? Like, potential for fireworks? Starkey and... Or is it a Zeiss pairing? What if we called upon, like, if producers weren't producing, they would jump on for an hour? Can you imagine just Zeiss and Callis doing an hour together?
I would pay to hear that.
I actually think that would be up there.
I'm not 100% sure, like, what my... plan is for that. I know I'm probably to be here while you guys are on.
You're
going to be there.
You got to be in the mix.
By that point, you might. Who knows?
We got to have somebody here then.
You might be a host though at that point. Maybe Charlie Borges will be producing.
Dr. Kornfetter's going to run the board for all 26 hours.
Kornfetter's return. I miss Kornfetter.
Here's Paul on Jared Jones. Hello, Paul.
Hey guys. You know what? The amazing thing is that this guy has kind of come out of nowhere. Like you said, he didn't have the greatest season last year. And now all of a sudden, in a couple weeks, the Pittsburgh Pirates are going to have two 22-year-old pitchers that throw 100 miles an hour. No one else has that in baseball.
Right.
Not even close.
Yep.
And I am just giddy at the thought of that. Like, I've never seen that before. Has anyone?
Well, you have those type of guys. Well, Schilling didn't throw 100 like Randy Johnson did, but he threw mid to high 90s. I mean, they were both power pitchers. Neither one was a finesse guy. When the Braves had some combination of Maddox, Glavin, and Smoltz, those were more control command pitchers. Well, you know, Drysdale and Koufax, I guess, back in the day were just big power arms, but we didn't have radar guns back then like we do now, so we're not exactly sure just how overpowering they were compared to today's pitchers.
Two guys throwing basically triple digits. I mean, I can't think of any. The thing that I keep coming back to with Jones,
well, Scherzer and Verlander in Detroit was a pretty good one.
Verlander did the weird thing. Remember, he would start a game at like 89 and do it in reverse. He'd be like just whistling over 89 mile per hour batting practice stuff, and then in the ninth inning, he's throwing 99.
Amanda and I went to a 2-game set in Detroit where the night game was Scherzer. No, the night game was Verlander, and the day game the next day was Scherzer, which was really cool.
Have you ever seen the YouTube video?
We stayed in a hotel, the Motor City Casino, and there was a razor blade.
Oh, that's nice.
On the ground when we walked in.
That's called ambiance.
That was called Welcome to Detroit.
Rock City, baby.
And they drink Faygo Pop like it's
Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know why in Detroit they treat it like it's...
That's where the ICP is from, and that's what their big deal is.
But like, you go to a restaurant, a nicer restaurant, they don't say Coke or Pepsi, they say
Faygo. Faygo?
Yeah.
No way.
I swear to God,
that
dude.
That would be hard for me to like actually
We went to like a 5-star dining establishment in Detroit.
Okay, that's Insane Clown Posse. I just looked them up to make sure. They're from Detroit. By the way, I was going to say something about Jared Jones. I just got done doing an Insane Clown Posse take. I'm not going to talk baseball.
George
here.
Is next. Hello, George.
Carney.
Yes.
Well, answer to your questions. How's 5 years, $100 million with a big chunk of that guaranteed for a contract?
It would all be guaranteed. In baseball, it's all guaranteed, George.
Okay. Oh, well, you have to probably kick it up a little then. But as far as who he reminds me of,
yeah,
it goes a little before your time, but young Tom Seaver.
I like hearing that. I mean, he's one of the great pitchers of all time. A young Tom Seaver.
I'm glad we're keeping it in perspective, but I say that like to be glib. I don't blame people for actually getting insanely out over their skis and making these crazy comps. You know why? This guy looks like if he stays healthy, he will just wipe people out start after start.
I do see a lot of DeGrom in him, and DeGrom was not a heralded prospect either. He was a guy that kind of came out of nowhere.
I remember watching
super hard and was not a big guy.
What was his first year, 14 or 13?
14? His first year wasn't that good.
No, but I vividly remember the Pirates because they were good, and remember they really picked it up mid of the year in 14. I remember them seeing the Mets and seeing DeGrom, and I remember thinking, wow, the Pirates are good, but whoever this dude is looks real nasty, and then he became what he became.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.